And that's when I thought, this must be what love is, when you want to make it less difficult for someone to murder you. And that's when I realized that I was far too in love with him for my own good. And also that I probably needed therapy. It was also when I noticed that he'd suddenly tensed up, and that his own voice was on the radio. And then I thought that I was definitely going to get murdered, because this was the perfect alibi, since it would sound like he was in the radio studio when they found my body. But then I noticed he was looking at me and grinning crookedly. And I listened to the Victor on the radio talk to the other DJ about a girl he'd met and fallen in love with, and how at the end of every shift he'd played Sting's When We Dance as his sign-off, and as a silent I love you to that girl. And then he said that he'd grown so in love with her that he was going to propose to her right then, on the fucking radio. And then I turned around, and Victor had silently opened my car door, and was kneeling and holding a diamond ring so small that I knew he had actually bought it himself. And so I said yes, partly because I loved him, partly out of relief that I was not going to be murdered, and partly because I knew he'd never let me out of the car to pee until I agreed to marry him. And then I kissed him, and still he stayed knelt down, blocking my exit. And then I asked him if I could go to the bathroom, and he gave me this pained expression, and I wondered whether I'd fucked up his romantic moment. But then he straightened up, and I noticed that he'd accidentally knelt right in a pile of broken glass, which was awesome, because there's nothing more romantic than a proposal that ends with you needing a tetanus shot.